Chafesh on Gimel Sif Beis. Zot the Mechaber. Halakha is a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is accomplished through the halakha. The fikach in kavsa kaidim shir shavur zmana. And the Mor says that if you lit it properly and then it goes out, you're not responsible to relight it. Furthermore, Rafilo kavsa be'erev Shabbos kaidim kabbal Shabbos shadayin hu miboydayim. So the Mechaber says, even in the case where you lit it early on Erev Shabbos, you light Mibayim, and you haven't been Mekabel Shabbos yet, so you could relight. And a Zakeh Klal. So that's a bigger Kiddush, because the first scenario was lit during this man you're supposed to light. So it's lit during this man, you did Pesumanis at that moment. You know what? Even though it's supposed to last longer, you did what you're supposed to do, you're not Mechayev to do more. But here it's lit earlier in the day. So I could have argued in that situation, if you could relight, you should relight. No, that's not so. Even if you put it out mistakenly, you're not mechuyev to relight it. If you want to be machmer, that's fine, but you definitely do not make a bracha. Okay, with the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Chav Hei, Halakha is a mitzvah. What to learn from? Kima Shehidlik, take up Kima mitzvah. As soon as you lit, you have filled the mitzvah. Fichachim Chav Zain Zakhalo. That's why when it goes out, you're not mechuyev to address it. Okay. However, if you lit it in a place where it was not able to last, because the wind was blowing there, you lit it in a place where it was exposed to the wind, and the wind put it out. So then, you would be mechuyev to relight it in a place where the wind is not accessible. The wind does not reach.
It's a judgment call, isn't it? As to whether this was a, you know, like expected event or not. Presumably, the person was hoping for the best, but he was taking a big chance.
Correct. So, if we can realize retroactively that he didn't really estimate properly, so then he's held responsible. The same way, if you did not put it up, this didn't. Cups of Ein Zocher laws, because you have a chiyuv to make it, set it up properly, which means put it the correct amount of oil. And if there isn't the correct amount of oil, so then you didn't light properly. So the same thing over here: if you lit in a place where the wind's going to put it out, you didn't light it properly. Mikom Malkim Lo Yivorchala. However, this much he says. You will not make another bracha, because we could argue that maybe it wasn't vada that was going to go out.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, if when he lit it, it didn't really catch well, and therefore it's going to go out soon. So then, again, it's the same situation. You didn't light it in a way which is proper for it to last the time it's supposed to last. Then you would have to relight it. So he, Mishabur, leaves it blank whether you would make a bracha on that situation or not. Doesn't address it or not.
Interesting.
The point he says in the Shaar Tzion is this is worse than the case where the other psilas. That over there was a chashash. This is a vada. He's learning the case was a vada that's going to go out. So you could argue it's a vada going to go out. It wasn't enough oil to last the shear. You know, equivalent that wasn't going to last the shear.
The Aruch HaShulchan says to make a bracha.
So you make another bracha. So that would be the argument that you should make another bracha. Okay. Even in Erev Shabbos, where you lit it when it's still daytime, and it's goes out. So the mechaber says, you know, mechiv to be light. Hatam kibush erev Shabbos mechiv lahad kadam shkia. That's when Chazal required you to light an erev Shabbos. Megam berech alel lahad neir shel Chanukah, and you did the mitzvah like you're supposed to. You've done your mitzvah properly, and afterwards you're not responsible. Vayim b'tashachala goes out. The Tav says no. That this is not comparable to the previous case where you lit at nighttime. You have to be light again. So you do light again. However, you don't make a bracha. Part of the question is, there is, what's the tzad of not having the light again? Is because we judge it as if you lit it in the proper time. So you have to say the case was that when he lit it, it potentially could have lasted to that point in time. So in your mitzvah halakha, there's an argument of the Mukhi Yosef says a fascinating swara. We might discuss this once. He raises the following question. We hold Isha Mishum Chitzav. So that the Gemara says when a person lights a fire, whatever damage it does is if the person caused that damage. The same way a person would shoot an arrow, he does the damage. So he says when we judge the definition of the moment of damage of shooting an arrow. So what will be the following scenario? Right? A person shoots an arrow, and then he dies. And then the arrow lands and breaks a keli. Can the nizik collect from the estate of the mazik? So the Yerushim say, listen, the damage only happened after my father died. At that point in time, we owned the property, so we didn't know anything, so we have no responsibility for the damage which was done. The nizik has to argue that the father is held responsible. The father is dead. So Mukherjee says that we look at the concept of chitzov. When a person shoots an arrow, whatever it's going to do, he's responsible for his action. Obviously, it's only true if there's a result. But the he is for the action. The action was when he was alive. So he's held culpable for everything which it does, even though it's after he's dead. So we say once it's nizbarer that what he did was something which will cause damage, and that action was done b'chayiv, retroactively there was a chiyuv moment from the time the father was alive. Mm-hmm. So Megillah says the way we look at that, if we look as everything has been done at the moment of the shooting of the arrow. It says otherwise, it says how could you, if your relationship with Shemkitz was considered your maisa, so how are you allowed to light an arrow on Shabbos and it continues to burn into Shabbos? It's like you're lighting an arrow on Shabbos. Because it's your action. Teretz says, we say that all of it's included in the original Maisa Halakha. Applying that to case of Chanukah. So there's someone who asked the question, so the heart comes out, your whole Maisa Halakha was done me by Yom. But the point is what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is no, that's exactly what you're mechuyev to do. And you have accomplished when you lit it as if it burnt all the things it's supposed to burn at night time. You did that now. Mm-hmm. So if it goes out afterwards, it's not your responsibility anymore, even though it's mibodyot.
You could apply that to any, you know, to chol as well. I mean, once you've lit it, it's as if you lit it
for half an hour, the correct amount. Correct. So over there, you could argue, we could have understood, the argument over there is, listen, you lit it at nighttime. There was presumably said nighttime, because you lit it as man of Kiev. And you had a shear, and so then you're not mechuyev. Over here, there's like nothing. Nothing was accomplished at all. There was no presumably said bechlal. And still, it's still not chayv that the Shulchan Aruch holds. Okay. If you mitzvah lahachmer, Rechmerim calls it the royal lahachmer lachshol al-dika b'cholinyan. It is proper to relight. He's going back, not even necessarily in the case of Erev Shabbos, but even in a case where it's on a weekday. Well, with Prat, the Nichma Erev Shabbos, Kadam Kabbal Shabbos, and for sure in the case of Erev Shabbos, the Makibo Be'atzmoy Shabbos, Rahakach Kaba Be'eshadayin Zman Heter. You were the person who lit it was Makabal Shabbos already, but it's still a time of Heter. So then the law is mutar l'arma l'chaber shayalikum. You could ask somebody else to light it for you. Okay. Shabura points it out before Hilchos Shabbos that a Jew is mekabel Shabbos early is allowed to ask another Jew to do malacha for him. We're talking about a place where they're using candles, so the wax that you want to buy should be the leftover wax which came from the nearest of the shul. The more as a concept, we have two steerah concepts, seemingly, which are not really not a steerah. We have the rule of kavilas. You don't bundle up and use the same thing for two mitzvahs. We have the concept, once you use it for one mitzvah, you should not use it for another mitzvah. So the difference is, one's talking about that you're doing both mitzvahs now. One's talking about what it was used for one mitzvah prior, and now you want to use it for a second mitzvah afterwards. So I make my Erev Tavshilin, the Gemara says, or my Erev Chatzeris, or with roll, not this roll, I use it for mitzvah. I should use it again for another mitzvah for, use it for another mitzvah for the, for Lecha Mishnah. Because the mitzvah of making Erev Tashilin is done already. So now when I use it on Shabbos, Erev Tashilin, it's not called I'm being cheap. I'm being cheap and, you know, only, you know, the more says you don't do mitzvah because it looks like you're cheap. Instead of spending money on that mitzvah, money on this mitzvah, I want to bundle all in one mitzvah. Right? I'd rather, you know, get two for one deal. So the Mor says it's improper to use the same at the same time when I have two mitzvahs that I have to do. I can't use the kais of Sheva Brachas and the kais of benching in the same kais. And I'll use two kaises. Use one kais for benching and one kais for Sheva Brachas. Right? Because here they're both at the same time. Whereas over in the scenario we're talking about, it's one after the other. The Mor actually asks the question, we do the kais of Havdalah and Kiddush on Motzi Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, we do in the same kais. The Mor asks the question. The Mor says that's all one process of giving kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the kedusha that he's given of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's not called chavilas chavilas. It's the same idea. But over here, once a mitzvah has been finished, which the neiros of the shul have been finished, use that as a wax for another mitzvah. Okay, gimel. Neir shalcheris. We're talking about it's unglazed earthenware, so it's not glazed, so it absorbs the oil in it, which is inside of it, and becomes very, very oily and becomes very disgusting. So now, so Yashin Rei Malikin Bor Laila Cheres, you cannot reuse that lamp for the second night of Chanukah. You have to get new ones each night. Okay, if you only have an old one, the masika b'cholayla b'ur, you have to fire it up and burn off all of the oil and then reuse it. If it's metal, it doesn't absorb, so it's not, so that you do not need to use a new one each time. If it's glass or if it's glazed earthenware, that's not a problem. It's proper outside a mitzvah to do the nice menorah. You should get nice candles. It's considered disgusting, and therefore it's an insult to the mitzvah to use such a lamp. They would cover it with lead. Nowadays they cover it with a different glaze, but it's the same point. Okay, Dalit. There's no problem of reusing the wicks, though. You can keep reusing the wick until it wears out and you can't use it anymore. It's not considered to be zoyin. Once they've been lit before, they light better. So it comes out you're getting doing the mitzvah in a nicer way in a certain sense. It's It's go lights quickly and nicely, etc. Simon Tov Reish Ayin Dalet. Shemud Al Hadik Meiner Lener. Malika Ner Chanukah Meiner Chanukah. You can light one Ner Chanukah from another. Now, V'davka L'Hadik Mizeh L'Zeh B'Loyim Soyi. You can't use something as an intermediary or light a match from Ner Chanukah A, and then light Ner Chanukah B with it, because the match is chol. You can't use a Ner Chanukah for something which is chol, lighting the match. You can light one Ner Chanukah from the other. Now the problem we're going to have over here is, how do we do it? So obviously you're talking about, because the halakha, the whole halakha is a mitzvah, you have to light it in its place.
And you can't move it.
So you can't hold it, light it, and put it down. That's too late. You have to light it in its proper place. So what's going to be the scenario? Scenario is going to be that there's a long wick, so you could extend the wick from one to the next, and then light the wick from it, and then it'll burn back to
and
that.
You can't light the one you're lighting. You can't pick it up and light it and then put it in place.
Theoretically, you could. The more doesn't say the case.
This is like a
because the mice, you're supposed to keep it in place. Yeah. You're supposed to move it afterwards either.
Okay.
But some, however, disagree and say that they will permit even with a ner shalchol, except elim kain who binyan sheish lachos sheichal ben ner shalchol kadam shealdik ner acher shal Chanukah. Since the purpose of lighting the Ner of Chol is to light the other Ner of Chanukah, so that's mutter. But if it won't happen because it'll go out before it reaches the Ner of Chanukah, that's not mutter. That's the Yeshar. Remember that the Ramah, but no go lahakram ben Ner of Chanukah shol lahadik afilu miner laner. We don't even do miner laner even directly. Now, why is that? The Iker mitzvah say ener laner echad b'sharin lemitzvah kolkach. So one is primary and the other one's a secondary. So the first one you lit really is your primary nair. So once that's true, you can't light the second nair from it, because the second nair is not at the same level of kedusha as the first one, because it's not required. Now theoretically, nair number three from nair number two is fine. That's not a problem. The problem is number two for number one is a problem. Another example which Mishnah Berurah is going to give is if there are two balabatim living in the same place, they both have their own personal key of delight. So balabai is number two can light near his first nair from balabai's is number one's first nair, right? It's all talking about that it's still during the time of the mitzvah. If they're mutter to benefit from them, you're allowed to light from them. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, Ner Chanukah and Ner Chanukah. Milel Rishon, because obviously it's relevant from the second night. So one example is you're lighting the second nair from the first nair. Inami, Belal Rishon. Another possibility would be it's the first night. The two people lighting, the term lahadik means that they can light from each other. All of them are near as mitzvah. Now, you have to light it in place. He also knows you can light it out of place. However, that's the taz. So that's shari according to servant alzman muad gam ken yesh lahak, but that's not true. And he brings over here Vayi Rabba, Maimer Mordechai, and Prima Godim that the Rashba says not like that. So that you it has to be mamash in place even for zman. You can't even like light and put it down right away. So Hachamar Shai Yishneim Kavuyim Bimkayim. In the case where they both were in their place, Achen Hoyel Hapsilas Aruchas. They had long wicks. Hapsila Magiel the Neir Shalafanel Mitzarach Lasir Bimkayim. So the wick reached from one candle to the next. There was no need to move the Neir.
Well, I mean, is this? We have to explain it according to both of them because this is the Gemara. Why is it we have to explain according to both shittas?
Well, the Gemara says that the halakha is a mitzvah. Most achronim learn that you can't move it at all. So the Taz says you could. For a zman mu'at, the more didn't say it's a problem. So the case of the Gemara was it was more than a zman mu'at. So fine. So according to the Taz, we have an answer. He said, but all other achronim disagree in the Taz. How do they understand this din? This is the case of the Gemara, right? Correct. This is the din of the Gemara. So he says, the case was they had psilas aruchus. Now, the reason the Rashba says this really psilas aruchus. So that's what the Rebbe says raya that the Rashba was not hataz. Psilas hataz. What do you need psilas aruchus for? So the makor really is it's a Rashba. Fine. Beige, below me, soy, the aim is that busy mitzvah, kimin de stein, shall mitzvah hate. You're lighting from one nair mitzvah to another nair mitzvah, but using a nair of kol in between is also. Now, if you come back with me on let's say one of the nairs went out. En la lika min hacherim, you can't relight it from the other nairs which are still lit. Feel below me, soy. Why is that? The filo kavsa b'soch shirazma. Think about it. Because since mikra, you don't have to relight. So that what you're relighting it? Is not really a mitzvah. So the nair which is still lit is a nair shel mitzvah, and the nair that you're lighting now is not a nair shel mitzvah. Dein the b'halakazu mitzvah mikra din the kamerlan kavsa in zochak los. It's not really a mitzvah to relight it, so that you can't use the nair Chanukah to relight it from. But to use a nair in the middle is aser. B'nation nira k'mavaz a nair shel mitzvah. Shemalik b'menu nair shel chol. Abishuoy the tzarech mitzvah. Even though you're doing the tzarech mitzvah, but right now you're lighting a dover shel chol from the mitzvah, and that's not proper. B'nair shel shamash u'beklal nair shel chol is finally come on sif katan zayin. So the nair which we have as a shamash, that's a nair shel chol. So that you can't light it from the other nairs, obviously, but you could use it to light other nairs.
Say that last part.
You can't light the Ner Shel Shamash from the other Neris because it's not right. It's Chol, right. And you obviously could use it to light the other Neris. Some people are Mekel in that situation. Gam Bezeh the Sirla the Kimon the Oisa Kedel LaHadik Take a Men on Ner Shel Mitzvah La Bechlal Bizihu. The Tzakas is a Bizoyan. It's obvious why you're doing. You're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. It's not a Bizoyan. But it has to be in a situation where you know it's not going to go out. Then it comes out you had no argument, you know, no purpose at all of lighting this ner chol from the ner shel of mitzvah. The minhag is to be makir even one ner chanukah from the other directly. Ner is chanukah. Now, with afkam ner is chanukah mitam shemavar lekameh. So this issue is only by ner is chanukah because the first one is primary and all the other ones are only not makir adin. There's no reason why you can't light. Well, they're all equally important. Right? All of the neiros of Shabbos are all equally important. That's the minhag of the people. You can't light your person, can't go over to a Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses and light a personal light. But in there, one there in the Beis HaKnesses for another Ner, my Ner Lener is sure. That's permitted. Ramah doesn't say anything otherwise. Mashem Shita like the Bezeh, less kan minig lahachmer. So even though by Ner Chanukah there's a minig to be machmer, because in Ner Chanukah the first Ner is more Kaddish than the other ones, by Ner Beis HaKnesses they're all equal. So there's no reason why it should be machmer. I'm from a Gadam, the Ayyadeh Ner Shel Chol, and Kedai Filim Bashar Ner Shel Mitzvah, and Kaman Mashak Nitha Bezeh. So Prima Gadam says that, okay, we're being makel by Ner, over here we're being, our minig is being makel by Ner Eschanukah, even Ner directly one to the other. The other ner is a mitzvah, it's mutter one to the other directly. But ner shachol, you shouldn't do. Why we mach? The first ner is the ikar one. They're all one part of a family. One ner is enough. So the other ner is just extra. Okay. If the two people who live in the same place, each one there is not yours with the other one, because they're their own separate entity. So in the same house, they both have to light. So you could light one from the other. Right? So he pointed it out that that even if you do that, so you're going to do that, but you know, being in place, it's only going to work if they can reach one to the next. And the other nearest, and the eker one is one, and the other nearest are not primary. And in the mitzvah kol kach, karshel nimnich echam min nearest, and lahatik min dinah min nearest acheres. If one of the nearest goes out, since there's no chiyuv mitzvah to relight it, like Mishabur said before, so if you can't light it from the nearest which are still lit, which are nearest of mitzvah. Obviously, you can't relight the shamish from one of the neighbors of Chanukah. Because of Rishal, she basically says, "Ain't the chiluk between shamish the shayin neighbors? Shkol neighbors shvaseicha kriyim near mitzvah. They're all the one that used to light everything is no different than the other neighbors either."
The first one, that night.
The first one that you used to light all the other neighbors in the shul. You lit a shamish and you lit all the neiris with it. Then you put that one down. Mm-hmm. That's all part of the neiris of the shul.
We're not talking about chanukah. I'm sorry. We're talking about shul lights.
Shul lights. Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering if you were saying the first night wasn't the first one of the night.
People send their shivkot to shul to get a light, and they use the shamish light of the shul. Hmm. So that is improper. Chutz mimatzoy Shabbos, k'dei leilet lebeisa lahoyer b'mavuas huafelus. The only case we're going to be matter is in a case where going home Motzoy Shabbos, you can't go home and they didn't have an air in their house anymore. Many times the house went out, and it's considered an inyan of safety, which is a mitzvah. So you're using the nair of the basic knesses to light your lamps to allow yourself to walk home. That's mutter.
It's on a dark alleyway, isn't that going
to... dark alleyways, yeah. And their dark alleyways were dark. I remember when we had the power outage, during the storm, like it was dark. Like there was no reflection in the sky either. It was like with the whole, you know,
nothing going on for a week, yeah.
Right. So it's also quiet. Let's finish up over here. He said after the Zman Mitzvah went, so then obviously you can be Nehana from it, so you can light from it. We did bring a sheet which says that no, we don't necessarily designate. We don't want you to be confused. Say, well, till you know it lasts. You know, you lit at such a time that needs to last 47 minutes. Then afterwards is mutter. That's confusing. It's also a period. So who then the lahalik man? So the same minig would apply. We don't want you to be light from it because again, you might end up lighting from it earlier when it's improper. This far we're only going to be makamer. Is a ner shachol. I'm a ner shal mitzvah. The midinim mutar filim mitach hashir. Kavanim ein lan lahakmer achashkor over hashir. Remember the Rambam said, "We're machmer not to do ner mitzvah to ner mitzvah." That's a chumrah. We have an argument why it's so, but that's a chumrah. So to be machmer after the zman not to do ner mitzvah, that's already enough to do. Now let's just finish up the sif. The sim, with more sif, we'll finish up the simon. Yesh b'sha'omer, the shenir shabbos, the knesset, the shabbos, the chanukah, kulam shal mitzvahim, what do l'hadik mizeh l'zeh? you're allowed, that we for our purposes, we the Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses and Chanukah and Shabbos are all considered the same level of mitzvah. You may light one from the other. These are all Neres of mitzvah. Okay, so the Mishabura test. So we said before, you can't even use Ner Chanukah for mitzvah purposes to use that light. So I mean, it's more machmer than a Ner Shabbos or a Ner Beis HaKnesses. So how can you light a Ner Beis HaKnesses or a Ner Shabbos from this Ner? Because of time, the Eno Dimer Lohod the Kamer Lohon the Menlikim in Ner Lener. The Hosam Kulo Ner is Chad HaMitzvahin. Mashen Kankan Lilmod Hu Mitzvah Cheres. Menir is Kim Abad Lezu Wazu. So, he asked, he said, let's think about it for a second. You're allowed to light Menir, Mikir, from Ner to Ner. So, because one mitzvah is another mitzvah is mutter. So why can I learn by the Ner? It's one mitzvah is another mitzvah. The answer is that when I light from one Ner to the other, the second Ner doesn't take away from the first Ner, the fact that the first Ner is a Ner. But when I use this Ner for limud, I mean, I'm not using it for the mitzvah, for pesumah nitzah, I'm using it for limud. So the mitzvah which I'm doing is undermining the other mitzvah. Says, but if that's true, once I use a Ner Chanukah to be the Hechatimsa to light a Ner Shabbos, so it's functioning as the Hechatimsa for Ner Shabbos, which is not for pesumah nitzah, it's undermining the pesumah nitzah. He disagrees with this sif, and there's Ner Chanukah is in a separate group, and you cannot light from one Ner Chanukah to everything else. Okay, the Sharatian says in Ches the word of Gam and their Shabbos and their basic Ches the Kedama in Lahadik Echad Mechaverit. So according to the Gro, anytime I use Ner A to light Ner B, so if they're the same idea, they're not undermining one or the other. But if I'm using a Ner Beis HaKnesses to light a Ner Shabbos, a Ner Shabbos light Ner Beis HaKnesses, so it looks like I'm undermining it. Its function is for something else, not what it's for. So it's undermining it, and that would be Yosser. Okay.